I'm Helen Chickering with BPR News. School bells are ringing across North Carolina as parents scramble to remember new routines, supplies, and all those forms that have to be filled out, including immunization records. The latest numbers from the North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services, which records vaccination rates for kindergarten students each year, show for the 2017-18 school year, Buncombe County once again had the highest number of unimmunized students. In fact, the county hit an all-time high. It's a trend that has local health officials concerned and rethinking their strategies.
Hi, JoJo. Thanks very much for coming in to the doctor today. I'm Dr. Cohn, right? You can come here.
It's a busy Thursday morning at Asheville Children's Medical Center. Dr. Sam Cohn is making the rounds. Lots of back-to-school checkups and vaccines on today's schedule.
So you guys are here to do a vaccine today?
Yeah.
But not every vaccine conversation goes as smoothly as that one. Dr. Cohn has been practicing in Asheville for the past 9 years, and during that time, he's been watching as a small but growing number of parents opt out.
I'd say the trend is relatively steady, where there's a larger proportion of people than I guess I would think that are, for lots of different reasons that I see, either skeptical of vaccines or not interested in vaccines.
North Carolina allows two types of vaccine exemptions: medical, which requires proof from a physician, and religious, which simply requires a written statement by a parent. Buncombe County has consistently reported some of the highest religious exemption rates in the state, hovering between 3% and 5% over the past 10 years. The latest numbers from the state health department show the county hit an all-time high, with nearly 6% of kindergarten students claiming the exemptions during the 2017-18 school year.
No, I'm not surprised in the least.
That's Lisa Jelani, founder of People Advocating Vaccine Education, a Charlotte-based nonprofit that provides exemption and other information to parents across North Carolina, and the only person out of the many non-vaccinating parents we reached out to who agreed to an interview. Do you hear anything about Buncombe County, why so many more parents are choosing not to vaccinate here as compared to the rest of the state?
Now, this is just the impression I think a lot of us get of Buncombe County, is there's a more naturally minded community there. And so, therefore, they're going to be using natural methods to either prevent or manage disease if it happens.
Jelani says parents are often worried about backlash from the medical community and other parents, so choose to keep their choice not to vaccinate quiet, sharing only with other like-minded parents. And the numbers reflect that, says Buncombe County Health and Human Services Medical Director Dr. Jennifer Mullendore.
Parents that are like-minded tend to cluster together. And that's what we're seeing locally, is the non-medical exemptions are occurring in mainly charter and private schools. We have schools where exemption rates are extremely high, in the 20%, 30%, even 60% range, which is scary for us, because if an infection got into that school, in that kindergarten, potentially could spread like wildfire.
That if you have any thoughts or ideas.
Finding a way to stop that fire before it starts is the goal of the newly formed Immunization Coalition. The group, made up of local public health officials, school nurses, doctors, and the interested public, gathered this summer for a brainstorming session.
I think the vaccine conversation, you know, definitely don't want it to be an us and them.
That's Dr. Susan Mims, Chief of Pediatrics at Mission Children's Hospital in Asheville and one of the organizers. She says creating a safe place for dialogue is an important first step.
That's going to help us get to a better place than retreating to our corners and calling each other names and not dialoguing. And so I'm very hopeful that the initiative that we are creating in our community will be a center place for a healthy dialogue.
Conversations the coalition hopes can begin this school year with parents throughout Buncombe County, but especially with those in schools with a history of high religious exemption rates. I'm Helen Chickering, BPR News.